Started Cedric trading on Lincoln Fortis. That's Lincoln is L-I-N-C-O-Y-A-N. L-I-N and as in Nancy. C-O-Y-A-N. Lincoln Fortis. P-O-R-T-U-S. T as in Paul. O-R-T-U-S. T as in Thomas. Fortis. Date of birth is 5/11/52. Date of visit is 6/4/25. Please make a copy of this for Geraldo Melo. Geraldo, H-A-R-O-L-D-O. Melo is M-E-L-O-M-D. Next. Dear Geraldo, thank you for sending Lincoln Fortis for evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 77-year-old obese male who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea, has been on a CPAP setup for more than 3 years period. He has been overweight and has been treated for hypothyroidism and also hyperlipidemia. The patient has been fairly compliant with his CPAP setup at night and denies significant daytime sleepiness. He has trouble getting supplies for his CPAP setup and needs a new prescription period. The patient has been trying to lose weight but has lost only about 15 pounds over the past year. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of borderline diabetes and a history for hyperlipidemia. He has been treated for pneumonia in the past, and he has had a history for hydrocele surgery and also history for parotid gland swelling. Next paragraph, allergies to pollen and dust. Next, habits of patient smoked about 5 cigarettes a day for 15 years and then quit. Alcohol use in the past but not recently. He worked as a draftsman. Next, family history. Father died of prostate cancer. Mother died of Alzheimer's. Next, review of systems. The patient denies weakness or weight loss. There's no double vision of cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness. No vertigo, but has hoarseness. And he has no urinary frequency or flank pains, no wheezing, but has shortness of breath and has eczema. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or black stools. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations or like swelling. He has anxiety attacks. He has no bruising or enlarged glands. And he has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. I'm sorry, has skin rash with itching. Next, medalist included the atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, damsulosin 10 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam, this obese elderly male is alert, pale, but no acute distress, no clubbing cyanosis, but has mild leg edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 128/70, pulse is 64, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 190, saturation 96. HE and D are non-sphalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat is clear. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursion. Wheezes are, I'm sorry, decreased excursions. No wheezes or crackles. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial lens grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is history of hyperlipidemia. Number 3 is prostatic hypertrophy. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a chest x-ray. A copy of his polysomnogram will be requested. The patient was given supplies for his CPAP machine, including the tubing and face mask. Advised to lose weight and start regular exercise. A follow-up visit in 6 weeks. Thank you for his consultation. Copy 4. Geraldo Melo, Geraldo H-A-R-O-R-D-O. Melo, M-E-L-O. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.